Good morning, May 14, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's edition tracks a changing treatment landscape, including a warning that the buprenorphine locator is about to disappear, and a new report that fatal drug overdoses have fallen for a third straight year. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. We'll start with a few national stories drawing the most attention. STAT reports that treatment for alcohol addiction is undergoing what it calls a seismic shift, and that many people say the change is overdue. Another practical update comes from Chad Sabora's Substack. The buprenorphine locator is about to disappear, and the post urges people to download their local list now. If your work depends on referral pathways, that is the kind of directory change worth checking right away. On a different front, Filter reports that Republicans are eyeing the death penalty for fentanyl sales, as the Department of Justice calls for more executions. KFF is also out with a national look at Medicaid mental health and substance use coverage, focusing on expansion trends and the fiscal pressure ahead. And The Hill reports that, according to the CDC, fatal drug overdoses have fallen for the third straight year. That makes the treatment access and funding questions in the rest of today's briefing even more important to watch. From the social conversation, one lived experience post from Amber Reed on X describes a repeated cycle of arrest, detox in jail, release while still in withdrawal, and return to use. The post frames that cycle as something personally experienced over years. There was also a contrasting opposition message circulating on X from Susan D. Reynolds. The post criticizes housing first and harm reduction rhetoric, describing a case involving fentanyl and crack use, advice to use with friends, and a fatal overdose involving a friend in a room. This is best understood as opposition messaging around harm reduction rather than a neutral account. A few research items are also worth noting. One preprint is titled County-Level Heterogeneity in Opioid Harm Reduction and Treatment Effects, a Calibrated Markov Model. Another is titled Asymmetric Evidence in Harm Reduction, Behavioral Adaptation and Net Effect Evaluation. Together, those titles point to ongoing debate about how harm reduction and treatment effects may vary across places, and how those effects are being evaluated. On the policy front, Tennessee has a new state law affecting oversight of controlled substance prescribing. It increases, from 30 days to 45 days, the amount of time a licensing board has to respond to the Department of Health after the department asks about the status of action, or lack of action, against a prescriber whose controlled substance prescribing patterns are identified as a statistical outlier, or who is identified as a top prescriber or high-risk prescriber. Also in Georgia, a new state law revises a provision related to psilocybin in Schedule I controlled substances. Turning to funding, one current opportunity comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, through NCIPC, under the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA. The deadline is June 8, 2026. There is also a current opportunity from the Smart Family Fund through Angel Philanthropy for first-time grants. Those grants range from $25,000 to $100,000, and the deadline is listed as open pitch. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version.
And finally, two advocacy actions are live. Students for Sensible Drug Policy is asking people to contact federal representatives to decriminalize cannabis now. The National Council for Mental Well-Being is urging people to tell Congress to release delayed SAMHSA funding opportunities. If that SAMHSA funding delay affects your work, This is one of those items where direct outreach may matter. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.